3, 2, 1. Are you recording?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Audio boo. Hello, audio boo. It's all no. Yeah. All one word.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. What else? What day is it?
On Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 20...
What?
A massive spider.
Oh, it's a daddy long legs. Go on, what time is it?
About 5 o'clock.
5:30. Whew, it's so muggy. It's just got hotter and hotter as the day has gone on. I've just come home 5 minutes ago, decided to get changed and decided to take a... I maybe should have had a shower, but to be honest, I don't want to be cooped up. I've been in a presentation all day today. Sorry, this audio boo may be... Molly, come here! All over the place, because I'm recording in two channels around. What? Yeah, they've nearly finished your play parking. They were putting the bricks down, putting the paving things down. Molly, for the love of God! Yeah. New play park for the children. Wait. Get off the road! That's how you talk to your dog. Get off the road! Good girl. Right, carry on. See, you have to be the master of the dog. Molly knows that she should be waiting, but she's obviously excited because she's, first of all, I'm home, and which is a true story. I'm not just bigging up my own ego. But second of all, she's excited to be out properly outside the confines of the back garden. So she'll be happy about that. And she's sniffing around. Come here. Got to keep her on a short lead, otherwise she'll poo down here, which I don't want her to do. Come here. So it's really muggy. It's awful. It rained just about all day yesterday in one form or another. It was warm this morning. We had blue sky. Now it's overcast. It's overcast. Probably going to rain in the night. Oh, God almighty, the dog is just wanting to run around. Excuse me. So I've been in a presentation all day, as in on the receiving end. And it was extremely, extremely interesting. The first part in the room that we were in had aircon, and it got too cold. And in the second part, we were in a kind of lounge with a big telly. Come here! Where it was too hot. There was absolutely just zero air movement. It was awful. Molly, come here! What the hell is it? Right, I know exactly what's the matter with the dog. The dog is on heat at the moment. And she's scatty. Scatty when she's on heat. Now, I may make a joke about the female gender at this point, and you know what, but I'm not going to. Stop. Wait. Good, wait. Right, walk on. Let her go down here. So, I've come home to get some fresh air. But it's not really fresh. Go.
Ow.
Right, let's walk down here a few minutes.
My leg got on a sticking nettle.
Did it? Mm. You can check into Swarm for me if you want. You've got my phone. A sticking nettle.
Damn.
Stinging nettle.
Yeah.
Or nettle. So as we walk down this little strip of road.
And it hurts.
There's some wonderful horse chestnut trees. The second one in. Look at that trunk. Look at the bark on that trunk. It's twisting round anti-clockwise. What a wonderful sight. So we've got the horse chestnut trees on the island, on my carrot-shaped island.
I have no idea what to do.
That's because you are the shoe of a clown. Right, you tap that one. Yes, see, so we're at the carrot-shaped island. And so we can tap, put a little Let's put the unicorn avatar, and that's on there. Hit check in. Uh huh. There we go. We're at the carrot shaped island. Right. Hit the lock screen. The top button on the phone. And do not drop the phone, otherwise you'll be punished. You'll be punished with the fire itself. So I hate this weather, this mugginess. I hate it so much. It's not as bad as it has been, but I just don't like muggy weather. I don't actually know how I would kind of react if I was in a rainforest, so to speak, or these really hot and humid places in jungles and whatnot around the world. I don't know how I'd react. I've been at some seriously hot places before in the desert, 50 degrees plus. And dealt with it quite well. We're just going to let the dog have a walk and those two Labradors to naff off. But we're going to go to the shop, and we will buy the newspapers, and we will buy a drink for you, a drink for me, get cash out for mummy for your new school bags, because it's back to school tomorrow.
It's scary, Bat.
Scary? What's scary? Going back to school? What are you scared about? Your new teacher? She's really nice. Are you getting the new teacher?
Yeah.
She's really nice.
Miss Charlotte.
Yeah. She's really nice. I interviewed her. She's really nice up until the point she hits you with a cane.
She doesn't help her.
Well, she's going to. She's going to hit you with a cane. I'm only joking.
God,
told ya. So, I was planning our European
Spain
holiday last night. Tomorrow.
There's a runner in the.
There's a runner. My God, is he wearing a? Must be a in boxing training. He's wearing a. I'm gonna let him get closer. Molly.
It's
come on.
Money.
Can you run? Well, I knew this. I knew I should have put me trainers on. Got my sandals on. And then we could have gone and done that 4K route.
What 4K route?
Is it the one that Mummy and I do? Come here.
This?
Molly.
I'm putting the money in.
No, I'd rather you didn't, because just put the money in your pocket.
It'll fall out.
Are you running? Are you going to run? Why don't you just take it easy? Molly! So, I asked Mummy if she would, now that we've got a motorhome, would she go on a kind of European tour? And she said yes. So I designed you want to go to Spain? I designed an epic European tour.
Where?
Come here, Molly. No, you're right.
Cheers.
Wow.
What's he running like? That man is running like he's got kind of no control over his legs, and he's also wearing a Gore-Tex jacket. What? Why?
It might rain.
Well, I think he's trying to sweat.
Why?
Why is he running as though he's got kind of no control from his knees down? Kind of, that is such a... What a weird kind of... running gait that he's kind of flicking his legs up behind him. He's got kind of weird legs as well. Tell you what, you've got runner's legs tomorrow. Or rugby player's legs. No, I'm only joking. You've got runner's legs. So, should I tell you about the trip?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
We're going to France.
Well, hang on. Well, yes, of course we're going to France. Right, our first night. Molly! Molly! Molly!
Molly!
Molly!
Molly!
Come here!
Molly.
Our first night. Are you listening? Right.
Can't hear ya.
Right. If you get my phone out, it should be saved as a note. Our first night is at Uncle Klaus's house. In Germany. You were very, very small when we went there. You will not be able to remember.
Oh, yes, I remember. He's in Germany. He's grandma's.
He hasn't got a grandma alive.
No, it's grandma's relative or something.
Relative?
Yeah.
Relative. It's grandma's brother, yes. Molly's got a stick. Ah, where the pigeon used to be.
Probably a falcon.
I rather think it's a pigeon. Right,
that killed so. The falcon.
Gives me a.
Oh!
Right.
Me do it.
Okay.
Mine.
Oh! Hang on, that hasn't.
Mine. Me.
There we go. Right. Your read it out. Read it out.
To Dover.
So to Dover. From here to Dover is what?
154 miles. That is 44,000 hours. It's 4 hours.
Come on, speak properly so people can hear you.
Calais to Solheim.
Calais, you clown head.
Calais to
Calais. Solheim.
395 miles. 7 hours.
395 miles.
Welcome to Prague.
359. Oh. Solheim to Prague.
347 miles. 7 hours. Prague to
Prague.
Brendan.
Trenčín in Slovakia.
209. 4 hours.
209 miles. 4 hours.
Tenčín to.
Hang on. Can't slow down.
196. Speak, miles, oi. 3.
No, speak it properly.
Hours.
Oi, otherwise I'll take it off you. Right. Prague to Trenčín, 209 miles, 4 hours. Trenčín to Budapest, 163 miles, 3.5 hours. Budapest to
Zagreb
in Croatia, 213 miles, 3.5 hours. Next.
I can't see. No. Zagreb to Ljubljana to Venice 325
no
miles.
No, what does it say, dyslexic girl?
235 miles.
235, not 235.
It's easier.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you otherwise.
Venice to Innsbruck.
Yeah, there's no umlaut on the U.
41 miles, 5 hours.
Innsbruck.
To Vaduz.
Vaduz. What's the name of the country's in brackets. So Vaduz is in which country?
Liechtenstein. To Zurich in German.
No, Zurich's in Switzerland.
To German, what?
To Switzerland. Zurich.
174 miles, 4 hours. Zurich to Reims.
Mm-hmm.
341 miles, 7 hours.
Uh-huh.
Reims to Calais.
Calais.
I don't speak French or German or anything else.
Yeah, well, now you're learning. Hey, the apples are falling off a tree. Let's go.
166 miles, 3.5 hours.
Okay, so basically,
that's too long.
Well, yes, it is. It's too long because of the. And how many stops is that? So Solheim is the first one.
Stops.
Look at this. Look at these apples on this tree. There's no apples on that tree. That's unusual. Oh, they're all flipping rusty. All the apples are just. No, we'll be travelling straight through. But
Calais.
Calais.
Yeah, are we sleeping there?
No. No, sleep
one,
at Solheim.
Two, three.
Just count the end days.
I am.
Okay,
oh,
so.
Return.
Solheim. No, now you've broken it. Okay, so Solheim.
I know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Six.
Six.
Scroll up. No, that's one entry. Seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten nights. 10 nights and approximately £700 in fuel as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's what
Have you booked the places?
No, I haven't. I was saying it, I wanted to do that. That's my aim one day before I die. And actually, that's a little bit shorter than I wanted to do. Because, first of all, it costs money. Sorry?
We'll only just be restless.
Restless? What do you mean by that?
We won't rest.
God, I don't want a definition of the word. God, you... too literal sometimes. Are you autistic? I don't mean that in a bad way.
I do not know what it means.
Autism. Oh, never mind. And I don't mean any offence to anybody who has autistic children or is autistic themselves. I mean that as... I thought tomorrow I knew what autism meant.
We don't learn that stuff in schools.
No, but Fraser's eldest child, what's he called? He's autistic. Means that you can't use sarcasm with him or because he takes things too literally. So if I said something to you and you went, oh, get away, he would actually run away. But actually mean, it means, are you joking? Or you are joking. Never mind. Okay, so European trip. So that's 10 nights. From France, Belgium, Germany. Germany for the first night. Germany. What was the second night?
Slovenia.
No. What was the second night?
Switzerland.
No, I think it was Slovakia, was it not? No.
I just said.
Can you get my phone out again?
Oh.
No, Slovenia is at the end. Slovenia. Not many apples on that tree either.
In my head, Slovenia.
It's not Slovenia, it's Slovenia.
In my head, whatever it's called.
Slovenia.
It's part of Switzerland.
No, no.
Slovakia.
Slovakia, no, no, no. Deep history about Slovakia and Hungary tomorrow. Isn't there? Come on. Daddy used to work with Slovakians and Hungarians. Flipping flies chasing after us now with this weather. Okay, so Solheim to Prague. Prague is in the Czech Republic. I've been there. I had a bit of a stopover. I had to change planes. I was there for 6 hours. So I went into Prague city centre from the airport, which was quite cheap on the bus. I can't remember how much it was. Molly! Come on! That apple tree hasn't got many apples on. Prague to Trenčín. Trenčín's in Slovakia. I really, really wanted to go to the Tatras Mountains. But Trenčín is in the the most kind of westerly big city in Slovakia. Trenčín, that's how you pronounce it. Trenčín. Trenčín to Budapest. So Budapest is in Hungary, of course. Oh no, these apples are all flipping. These apples are no good either. These apples are all diseased. What the hell has gone on this year? Pick this apple off the tree. Let's have a bite. Oh my god. Yeah. A bit tart.
Do not eat it, it's the zing.
Oh, very tart. Really hell. Ugh. It's a massive apple tree. Can you not remember collecting the apples from this tree? Because you're a clown. Okay. Budapest to Zagreb. Zagreb in Croatia. I've been there. Zagreb to Ljubljana in Slovenia. And then travelling straight through to Venice in Italy. I've been to Venice. I've been to Venice. When I was at school, when I was 13, we stayed at a place called Leo di Gesalo, which is not far from Venice. And then Venice to Innsbruck in Austria, Innsbruck into Liechtenstein, and then stopping at Zurich in Schweiz, in Switzerland, and then Zurich to Reims in France, and then Reims to Calais, and then crossing over and there, back home. So 10 nights. And when I calculated it with the... how far was it? The distance was like 2,086 miles. And I worked that out to be 6.5 tanks of fuel, which is about £700 in fuel alone. So, yeah. That's what I'd love to do next year in Dolly. The problem we've got is the journeys that I've estimated at 7 hours, I can't actually foresee them being 9 or 10 hours driving. The journey wasn't actually 7 hours. The journey would sometimes be 5.5 hours, and I've rounded it up to 7 in Dolly. But you never know with traffic. But the thing is, European motorways are actually really, really good. Having lived in Germany, I've travelled a lot in Germany, travelled a lot in France, Holland and Belgium on the way to either the ferry in Rotterdam or Hoek van Holland, or of course from Calais. And I've been on holiday in the Allgäu in southern Germany, and travelled in northern Austria. Beautiful, beautiful places. So these are the places that I want to see. And you know, the route that I've selected is kind of, they're not really the places that I want to go to, although I wouldn't mind visiting them. They're just places in countries so that I can say that I've been to those countries. You know, it's like I said before, I'd rather go to the High Tatras Mountains or the Tatras National Park in Slovakia, but you're talking another 2 hours driving in kind of, or plus, to get over to that kind of, the Tatras Mountain Range kind of central, kind of leaning over to the east of the northern part of Slovakia. I mean, Italy, you know, I'd rather travel through the Alps, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, France. You know, I'd rather, you know, travelling directly north, or at least northwest, to come back home through the Alps. When I was a young boy, like I just said there, and I went to Italy with the school, we travelled through the Alps, through that very famous long tunnel as well. We travelled on bus. It took us flipping, like, oh God, it took us like 18 hours or something like, or 20 hours to get there by bus. Maybe, yeah, because of, you know, back then, you know, you had to stop for the tolls for each country. And as I was researching this last night, you know, I kind of remembered, oh God, like in Austria you need vignettes, in France you have to pay tolls on the motorway for each region, so you know the fuel cost kind of quickly get, you know, creeps up and up and up. I thought I'd been bitten on the leg last night. I've been bitten by a mozzie and part of my leg's swollen down the bottom left, my left leg. That's not clever. God almighty, that sun is hot, isn't it? It's lovely and warm. Go where? Why don't we what? Why don't we what?
Not sit here then if you're hot.
No, it's just nice to sit, isn't it? And talk. Now that I talk for 24 minutes. Okay, I'm gonna stop this one and talk Play again. So see you later. Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Molly.
All one word. All one word. Out. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.